Famed anti-Assad British war reporter traveled to Syria and the site of the most recent alleged chemical attack and finds no evidence of such and finds witnesses who confirmed there was no chemical attack. Robert Fisk is an English writer and journalist and has been a Middle East correspondent intermittently since 1976 for various media. And since 1989, he has been a correspondent for the British paper The Independent and has been primarily based in Beirut. In his article about visiting Douma in eastern Ghouta, an area controlled by Islamist terrorist group backed by the West that wants to implement Sharia in Syria and has used people in cages as human shields, he writes about discovering that there was no gas attack and that the children seen in a video were suffering from oxygen deprivation from dust in the tunnels they have been living in and forced to work in. Fisk, who spoke to the doctor on site, said that while the patients were being treated, a member of the Islamist Aligned White Helmets came in and yelled gas attack and threw water on people, causing a panic. Those images were then used by Western media to promote what has turned out to be fake news, but don't expect any retractions from the corporate media. You can read Mr. Fisk's article, The Search for Truth in the Rubble of Douma, and One Doctor's Doubts Over the Chemical Attack, which was published on the Independent's website on April the 17th. In the meantime, reports are surfacing that the Trump administration may contract with mercenary Eric Prince, who used to run the Blackwater security company thrown out of Iraq for crimes against Iraqis. And they are also considering turning over Syrian territory to Saudi Arabia, which has been funding Islamist terrorist groups in the region for quite some time and is a serial abuser of human rights. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.